choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, inviting you to join me right here on Enjoying Everyday Life, where I give you easy and practical ways to live a life you truly love.
Joyce Meyer is heard at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
It's all about decision making. It's all about making choices. The Bible teaches us that life is literally about making choices. It's about your ability to choose. Somebody say, "I got to choose." That word decision is a Latin word, and it literally means this. It means to cut off. Everybody say, "Cut off." So when I make a decision to do something, what I'm doing is I am cutting off something else. Does everybody follow me? You say, "Well, I got to go to work, Pastor. I got to provide for my family. I got kids playing games. I got to go to baseball games. I got soccer. My wife wants me to do stuff around the house. I got to fix the ceiling fan. I got to fix the light. The church needs me to do stuff. I got expectations from my friends. They want me to be here. They want me to be there. I got all this stuff that goes on in my life, and I'm only one man, Pastor, and I only got 24 hours in a day." So what happens is I get downloaded with all this stuff in my life. And then when it comes time to make a decision, I cheat my wife and my kids because I got so much stuff going on. What I do is I essentially decide to cut something else off to make room for something else. Huh? I mean, when I decided to come to church this morning, I cut off my ability to go fishing at 10 o'clock. Some of y'all sitting here going, "Well, I wish I had went ahead and went fishing." I mean, when you come into church this morning, you cut off your ability to sleep in this morning. You cut off those options this morning. I cut off my option of watching TV so I could be here this morning. So when you make a decision, it means to literally cut off. And God begins to come along in our life and He begins to pour in our life. And what happens is in the headship of our house, it'll begin to filter down and transfer into our kids. And what transfers continues to transfer into their lives, into the lives of those, and it becomes a heritage. Everybody say heritage. Because life is all about generational transfer. It's about what you take from your generation and pass it down. That's why when the prophet Malachi in the Old Testament began to speak the word of the Lord that would bridge 400 years from Malachi to Matthew, there was 400 years of silence. He said, there's a day coming when the Son of Righteousness is going to rise. He's going to have healing in His wings. He's going to come in the spirit of Elijah, meaning He's got power to work miracles and break strongholds and set people free, overcome demons, overcome devils, and do miracles. He's coming in the spirit of Elijah, and these things are going to happen. He said He's going to restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers, because in Christ there is no generational gap. Amen. We're all one. So God gives us this heritage in Christ. That is an awesome place to be. Amen. He gives us this heritage in Christ that changes us from the inside out. And it becomes our testimony. It becomes our story. It becomes what we leave the next generation, what we pass down to the next generation. Go ahead and look in Joshua chapter 4, verse 13. And it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you. Leave them in a lodging place where you lodge tonight. Jump down to verse 19. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in the time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did at the Red Sea, which He dried up before us until we had crossed over. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Now, how many of you understand this is a little bit like the Red Sea crossing, but this is them crossing the River Jordan. When they crossed the Red Sea, they crossed it with Moses. Everybody say Moses. And now they're crossing the Jordan River with Joshua. He's the new commander. When Moses brought them out from Egypt, how many know God did everything for them? God provided everything. They didn't have to have any faith. They didn't have to believe God. They just had to wait on God to provide it. They were gatherers and not possessors. I mean, there's a big difference between walking out in the morning and picking up manna off the ground and going out and having to possess the land. It's a whole lot easier to pick up bread than to go out and hunt for your food and have to kill it and wait on it and skin it and clean it. They just walked out the tent and the food was on the ground. They're like, oh, thank you, God. What is it? That's exactly what it was called. What is it? That's what manna means. What is it? I don't know, but you can eat it. How many know that there's a stage in our Christian walk that we as baby Christians, and as we're going, we're in a place where God's just providing for us, and He brings people into our lives and He operates supernaturally through them and teaches us how to walk in victory. They raise us up in the church. We go from being babies in the church to becoming grown-ups in the church. And then we end up in this place called a wilderness where we learn how to walk by faith and trust God by faith and learning the ways of God and learning the law of God and learning the precepts and the principles of what He has for us. And this is what was going on with the children of Israel. They're out in the middle of the wilderness and they're in this place. And then God begins to transfer leadership from Moses over to Joshua. I mean, Moses was kind of like a dictator. He was like a benevolent dictator. He was in charge. Everybody did what he said. He didn't have a council ring. He didn't have commissioners. Whatever Moses said, that's what they did. Moses had the ear of God. Moses did what God said and everybody did what Moses said. But I mean, when you come from a slave mentality, you need somebody to tell you what to do. You need somebody that can get you into victory, somebody that can get you from here to there, somebody that can get you into freedom, somebody that says, hey, get up here, sing, shout, jump, pray, kneel, bend. Let me help you. Let me teach you how to do it. Why? So we can get you over into a place of victory. But how many of you know this morning that God wants you to mature to a point in your life where you don't have to have somebody telling you every week when to read your Bible? You know, you need to read your Bible every day. You know, you ought to be praying every day. You know, you should be in church every week. That God wants to get you to a place of maturity where you ain't got somebody having to tell you that, but you have a desire that's beginning to grow on the inside of you where you want to read your Bible every day, where you want to pray every day, where you want to have fellowship with the brethren, where you want to have fellowship with God. Am I helping anybody? Is this okay? He wants you to be at a level of maturity so you know how to occupy the promise or occupy the territory, occupy what he's called you to and what's in front of you, because in the heart of God, it's not enough just to show up. You got to get to a place where you grow up, where you can take responsibility. You say, what's responsibility? Well, it's your response to God's ability. What you going to do with what God's done? So God changes leadership style when it comes time to take them into the promised land. And he didn't need a dictator anymore. What he needed, he didn't need a rod anymore. What he needed was some team leadership. So he took Joshua and a team of men, and he begins to organize them. And the elders and the commanders, how many know it took team ministry to possess the land? They won't go possess the land with Moses, with a dictator. It took people flowing in unity. It took authority. It took people working in conjunction with each other. It took elders and it took commanders. It took team ministry. So Joshua gets the team ready to cross over in chapter 3. Now listen, how many know when they cross over the Red Sea, Moses gets up there with the rod, he holds up the rod, and the waters part, and they walked across on dry ground. But how many know that didn't happen at the Jordan? A whole different thing happened. When they went into Canaan, the priest had to step in. The priest with the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders had to actually walk into wet ground, water. God wasn't parting nothing. Come on, are you here this morning? In other words, if you're not willing to get your feet wet, you ain't ever going to see the river open up in your life. If you want to possess and occupy the land and the promise that God's given you, then you got to be willing to get a little bit muddy sometimes. You're going to have to learn how to walk in faith. You're going to have to learn how to lay hold of it and possess it. Amen? Joshua said this. Think about this. He said, take the Ark of the Covenant, walk out in the middle of the river, and stand there until God makes a way for us. Whew. That's interesting, isn't it? Just go stand out there in the middle of the river until God does something. Can you imagine? Can you imagine these priests going, okay, we're going to walk out in the middle of the river with the Ark of the Covenant of God and just stand there. They got the Ark of the Covenant up on their shoulders and they step out in the river and the water's running all around their knees somewhere. Their friends come along and go, hey! What are you doing? Why are you out there in the middle of the river holding the Ark of the Covenant in the middle of the river? What are you doing? God told me to hold this box and he's going to do something. See, how many know that takes faith? Because that looks dumb. That takes faith, amen?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
How many of you know most of the people in the church today, we want details before we're willing to ever do anything? We want to know everything there is to know all about it before we commit. I got to get details. We want to have supernatural encounters with God, but we want all the encounters to come with guarantees. Come on, help me, amen? We want the supernatural encounters in church service, but oh God, don't leave me up at the altar with my feet wet and my pants wet and mud all over my shoes. I don't want anybody to think I got problems. I don't want nobody to know I'm that bad. You know, I've been serving in the church for 2 years. They don't need to see me crying like that. They won't respect me anymore. Can I just give you a late bulletin this morning? If you ain't willing to get your pants wet and get your feet a little bit muddy, you aren't going to see the miracles that God's calling you to see. They're not going to manifest in your life because it requires faith. It requires stepping into it first. Because he's looking for a people that ain't trying to play it safe. God's looking for a people to say, you know what? If God called me, if God said do it, I'm going to do it. If he told me to go there, I'm going to go there. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to believe what God told me to do. I'm going to obey him because that's what he said. So Joshua had the priest, he had him stand out there in the middle of this river at flood stage. And it says, at a great distance away. Everybody say a great distance away. At a great distance away, the waters were cut off. What? A great distance away, the waters were cut off. They were right across from the city of Jericho, this huge city that they were going to take a few chapters later, where the walls were going to come down. They're standing in the water, their shoes are wet, their pants are wet, and a great distance away at a city called Adam, the waters get cut off, where they don't even know the waters have been cut off. Now think about this. From Adam to Jericho is 19 miles. God dried the water up 19 miles away from where they were standing in the river. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying they stepped in down here, and Adam 19 miles away, God was already working a miracle when they stepped in. So they had to wait for 19 miles of water to travel in faith. Come on, somebody. You're going to get this morning. I come to tell somebody this morning, you might have went ahead and stepped down here in the river of God and not know that your miracle was already released to you the day before you stepped in. You can never outthink God. If he said it, he's going to do it. He's God. Amen. When they stepped in, the water had already started to recede. And then after the water had passed by and the ground went dry, the rest of the children of Israel walked over on dry ground. Amen. Joshua told one man from each tribe to go down to the riverbed and get a stone and build a memorial testimony. Somebody say memorial testimony. A memorial stone. He said, bring it out on the other side in Gilgal. And when we get there, I want you to build a testimony to what God has done. The first thing I want to give you today is this. If you're going to build a testimony, it has to come out of the middle of something. Look at somebody and say, it's got to come out of the middle. If you read Joshua chapter 4, you'll see that term show up 11 different times in text. Out of the middle of. Get the stones out of the middle of it. Come up out of the middle of. Come out of the middle of it. The middle of it. The middle of it. In other words, don't go pick up stones off of the riverbank. Don't go pick up stones out of the field. Go get your stones out of the middle of what you're walking through. Come on, somebody. You bring these stones out of the middle of the miracle that God is performing in your life. Can I say this to you? We don't really know if you got any faith as long as everything's going all right in your life. Come on, amen. You don't really know that Jesus is all you got until you find out that Jesus is all you got. People say, Jesus is all I need. Well, how do you know until he's all you need? Come on, amen. There's at some point you've got to come to a place of faith and realize that God expects us to lean on him and realize that he is all that we have that's going to make a difference in our life. How do you know when your job's paying good and your marriage is doing well and your retirement's being built and the 401k is looking good, everything's going great, nobody's coming against you, everybody loves you, nobody's talking about you, and you're just going, wow, God's so good, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. And you just got the whole world by the tail and everything's looking good. Well, we really don't know if you got any faith or not. It's when all hell breaks loose in your life when people can see if you got faith or not. It's when the kids have disappeared and your marriage is on the rocks and your boss is trying to fire you and you can't get a good job and you can't get the bills paid and everything's going haywire. That's when people can tell if you got faith or not. When you're fighting the battle. When you don't know if you're going to make it through the night. You got so much sorrow in your life. You don't know if there's going to be any joy in the morning. That's how we can tell if you got faith. Because you wake up in the morning, you say, early in the morning will I rise up and seek you. I will praise you, Lord, all the days of my life. I will give my life to you today. I'm blessed and not cursed today. That's how you know you got faith. You don't build a testimony on running from trouble. You don't build a testimony on running from trouble. You learn how to get some rocks out of the middle of your rock bed.
out of the middle of your miracle, where God makes a way where there seems to be no way, where God provides for you when you didn't think anything could be provided. Amen? Psalms 110, verse 2 says this, I want to teach you how to rule in the midst of your enemies. I mean, that's a good place to rule. When everything's coming against your life, God wants to teach you how to rule. He said, I don't want to teach you how to rule where there's no opposition. I don't want to teach you how to rule in an environment where everything is working for you. I want to teach you how to rule when everything's falling apart in your life. I want to teach you how to overcome when you don't think you can overcome anymore. I want to teach you how to have victory when you can't find any way out. That's what I want to teach you. I want you to be the kind of person that when people look at you, they scratch your head and they go, how in the world did you do that? I knew you. 5 years ago, you was all strung out and messed up on heroin. How in the world are you doing as good as you're doing today? I don't understand. God said, I want you to be the spectacle of the world. I want people to be confused when they look at you because they see the power of God's manifested in your life, and you ain't what you used to be. You don't do what you used to do, but now you're walking in a level of freedom and victory, and you've got authority to overcome everything that comes against you. You ain't bound in anything. You ain't held down in anything, but you are above it. You have overcome it because of the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. See, that's where God wants to take us as a body and where he wants to take us as a church, where people will stand and look amazed at Truth Church and say, how in the world can God do that over there at 3891 Edwards Road? I know that pastor, he ain't got it all together. And them people down there, they all have crazy, most of them are felons. How in the world is God doing that? God wants to take you to a place where it's not wearing you out. It ain't messing you up. Where something's different about you. Why? Because you cannot be explained in rational terms. All you know is that all things are possible to him that believes. Things were going one way, and now they're going another way. Thank God I got God.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.